Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
LAist Studios.
This is How to LA. I'm your host, Brian De Los Santos. It's election day. The primary's on. You can still fill out your ballot and drop it off or go in person to a voting center until 8 p.m. To check out where the closest one to you is, go to lavote.net. Now, we all know that turnout for local elections is not great in Los Angeles, even if there's a presidential candidate on the ballot. But why? And why should you participate? To walk us through this and some other Election Day related questions, we have, of course, Brianna Lee, engagement producer for Civics and Democracy here at LAist. And we'll be back with her right after the break. And don't forget, if you're one of those folks doing last minute ballot research before you go vote, and we know that some of you are out there, head on over to the voter game plan at LAist.com for some background on the candidates and the issues.
Support for LAist comes from Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center, presenting the world premiere of Mix Mix, the Filipino Adventures of a German Jewish Boy by Boney B. Alvarez. Inspired by true events from the life of Ralph Price, after escaping Nazi Germany, a newfound tropical refuge in the Philippines is upended when Japan invades the islands. On stage through June 16th. Tickets and information at latinotheaterco.org.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at NortonSimon.org.
And we're back with LAist engagement producer, Brianna Lee. Hey, Bri, what's up? How's it going for you? It's a big week with the elections.
Yeah, it's going good. I'm feeling good about today and the election. It's the last day to go and vote. So, I'm excited about it.
All right, let's talk about turnout. What percentage of LA County voters typically turn out for primaries? And what do we know about why it's kind of underwhelming?
Yeah, you know, turnout for primaries is not that high. And this year, it seems like there's not a ton of excitement going on. In the June 2022 primary, just for context, the voter turnout in LA County was about 28%. So you kind of get an idea of how things stand and what things might look like this time around. Primaries tend to be overwhelming because there are so many candidates on your ballot. There's just a lot of people to choose from, and a lot of people don't really know where to start with the research. That being said, primaries are your best opportunity to vote your heart. There are more candidates and more options, so that there's probably a higher likelihood somebody is going to match your values.
I think it's interesting that, you know, contested presidential elections tend to bring out most voters, but really it's the outcome of local elections that have the most impact on people's lives. Can you talk a little bit more about this?
Yeah, I would say, you know, think about the issues that bother you on a daily basis, right? You know, what is your neighborhood like? Is it safe walking around? Do you feel safe crossing the street with, you know, car traffic and stuff like that? Those little questions and issues, you know, like, are the lampposts working in your neighborhood? Those are all city issues, and your local officials have the most direct impact over that, much more so than, you know, seats like president or, you know, senator or whatever. It's your city council member, it's your county supervisor, it's your mayor, it's your district attorney. These all shape what your life looks like in LA, even though these high profile seats, you know, like the presidential race, those are the ones that have the most power, but the local offices do the most to shape your daily life.
LA County has made it a lot easier for people to vote too, like more voting centers that are open multiple days, for example. What can people expect today if they still need to vote?
There are still a lot of options on how to vote. This is the last day of the election, and all those options are still available to you. So you can, if you have a mail-in ballot, if you are a registered voter already, you should have gotten a mail-in ballot. Maybe it's sitting in a pile of mail in your house somewhere. You got to find it, fill it out. You can drop it off at a voting center or a drop box by 8 p.m. today. Or you can even drop it off in a mailbox, and it's got to be postmarked by today. Now, you don't need to add a stamp to that, so all you have to do is drop it into any mailbox, but check those delivery times because, again, it's got to be postmarked by today. Otherwise, you can still go to a voting center in person if you don't want to do the mail-in ballot route. All you have to do is check what voting center might be near you. LAVote.net is where you can find that information. Even if you're not registered, you can still do that today, too, and you can cast your vote immediately afterward. Just go to a voting center in person. They can help you out with all of that. And then after the election's over, you just have to wait for the results, and we've got a post-election newsletter that you can sign up for that will bring all those results to you in your inbox.
So there's still time to go vote, and you've reported on guides. You've been doing a lot of stories about voting in LA County. Why should people get up and do it?
So, you know, LA is a big place, but it is run by a small number of people. And there are not that many voters who put those people into office. And that's especially true in a low turnout election like primaries tend to be. You know, in a low turnout election, you can kind of see it one of two ways, right? Some people choose to see it as like, oh, what a bummer, not that many people are coming out to vote. I choose to see it as, hey, your vote has a lot more power. You know, when there's not that many people voting, when somebody's getting into office with like 8,000 votes, which does happen for, you know, some of the judicial races in particular, your vote has that much more power, you know? And you can either utilize that power or you can leave it up to a small group of people who might not share the same vision for LA as you do. And I would also say that, you know, voting is not the only way to get involved. Definitely not. It's not the only way to make a difference in your community, but it's one of the simplest ways. You know, ballots literally come to your house. You just got to fill in a couple of bubbles and you drop it off. So, I mean, it's the lowest effort thing that you can do to participate and, you know, try to make your voice heard in your community. So why not do it?
And as you noted, all ballots have to be postmarked, dropped off, or cast in person by 8 p.m. today. But how long can we expect to wait until we know the results on the March 5th primary?
Oh, man, it really depends. So it depends on a couple of things. How many votes were cast ahead of time? What does the margin look like between candidates? What specific race is it and how many candidates are running? So there's a lot of variables here. There are a couple of races that maybe we will know the answers on election night. There are other ones where, you know, it might take a few days, it might take a few weeks to know the results if things are really tight. So, you know, for example, if you have like a ballot measure, there's only a yes or no votes. Maybe there's like a 20-point gap between those yes or no votes. And maybe most of the people who voted on it voted early, then you might have a good idea of where things stand on election night. But there are a lot of races that are not like that, where it's going to be a lot tighter. And, you know, depending on how many people vote last minute, I might be one of those people. Depending on that and depending on, you know, what the margins look like, it could be much longer of a wait.
Are there any other factors that make the process of counting votes take longer?
Yeah, there are a couple of reasons, and most of them are centered around the fact that California has a lot of measures in place to try to make it easier for people to cast their vote, try to expand access to voting for a lot of people. So for one, mail-in ballots, right? Everybody gets a mail-in ballot, and most Californians use them also. For example, in the 2022 general election, more than 80% of California voters cast their vote by mail. So you are allowed to postmark that ballot through Election Day, which we already mentioned. But that means that by the time that voting centers close at 8 p.m., there are probably a lot of ballots that are still making their way to the county elections office. They're not even there yet. And mail-in ballots have 7 days after Election Day to arrive in order to be counted. So that's one reason that it might take a little while. And the second reason is that, you know, there's provisional ballots. For example, if you miss the deadline for online registration, you can register to vote in person on Election Day to cast a provisional vote. But that only gets counted after election officials verify your registration details. And so because they have to do that extra verification, provisional ballots might take a little longer to process before they get counted. And then there's other measures like signature verification. Election officials have to look at your signature on the ballot envelope, and they try to match it to what you have on file. It's usually your driver's license. And so if your signatures don't match, they have to let the voters know and give them an opportunity to correct it. Mm-hmm. That takes time also. So mm-hmm. all these different things that take time are in place because, you know, that's an effort for more people in California to be able to vote.
And as we know, this is a primary election. There's going to be a runoff election in November. Are all of these races going to result in a runoff, or will we see outright wins in some cases?
So the rules for elections in LA City and County say that if any candidate gets more than 50% of the vote, they win the election outright. So that means they don't go to a runoff in November. So that includes a few races on the ballot. There's a few judicial races that fall in this category. There's one city council race. It's District 12 between John Lee and Serena Oberstein. This might also apply to races where you have a really strong, well-funded incumbent who has a really good chance of meeting that 50% threshold. And then, of course, you have ballot measures. They're all going to be decided in March because that's just a simple yes or no vote.
What's the best way for listeners to keep updated with election results or anything else?
Yeah, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but we are launching a post-election newsletter called Make It Make Sense, and it will bring all of the election results right to your inbox whenever races are called. So if you would rather not spend a lot of your time trying to refresh the browser on the registrar's website, then you can sign up for this newsletter. The election results will come right to you. And it's not just, you know, straight up the results. It's, you know, we talk about what comes next, and we explain what the election outcomes actually mean for your life here in LA. And this is just a limited run newsletter, so you will only be getting it for the month of March.
That's Brianna Lee, engagement producer for Civics and Democracy here at LAist. Thank you so much, Brianna.
Thanks, Brian.
To read all of our voter guides for the March 5th election and to sign up for the post-election newsletter, go to LAist Voter Game Plan at laist.com/vote. That is it for us today. Tomorrow, we'll be back with a really cool visit through Griffith Park. Check it out then. Hasta mañana. This episode was produced by Monica Bushman. Our Hot to LA team also includes Erica Washington, Evan Jacoby, Megan Botel, and Victoria Alejandro. Our executive producer is Megan Larson, and our engineer is Hazmik Pagosian. Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.